You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. These last 2 weeks have been rough around here, surrounded by smoke, or worse for some of us in the foothills and mountains of Northern California. Firefighters are getting the upper hand, but air conditions are still pretty poor around most of the North State. Quincy, for example, up Highway 70 and 89, has had the worst air quality in the world for about 2 weeks now. The websites airnow.gov and purpleair.com are great places to see just how badly the air quality is, and maybe you can make decisions on whether you're going to be outside much based on those information. Remember, for smoke, an N95 mask or better is really what gives you protection from that smoky air. The cloth masks for COVID-19 won't really do much. And while this has been a horrible fire season for those who lost their homes and for the rest of us having to breathe this horrible air, some of the fires burning have actually been doing some good work. And for more information about that, I talked to local fire geographer Zeke Lunder.
So when we see that we've had, 200,000 or 300,000 acres burn in Lake County, obviously it's been really destructive to the people who live there and all the people who've lost their homes and the people who've been evacuated. But ecologically, we just really reduced a ton of fuels there. If we were going to do prescribed burning and brush, we'd be trying to completely remove it. And that's what the wildfire just did. The thing that really stopped the fires in Lake County were the previous fires that we've had in the last 10 years. And these fires just kind of filled in these puzzle pieces between the old fires.
So the fires up Butte Creek Canyon, like towards Inskeep and those kinds of things. What happened with those fires?
Well, we had so many starts all at once. Around every 10 years, we've got these big dry lightning storms that hit the state. 1999, we had big lightning storms that lit a lot of fires in Butte County. 2008, obviously, a lot of us remember big fires we had then. And when that happens, just like what happened in this last couple of weeks, was we just don't have enough firefighters to fight 1,000 new starts. And we have to triage where the fires are most impactful to the community. So what happened here in Butte County was, real quickly, they decided to focus on the fires that were burning near Butte Creek Canyon and down by Richardson Springs and over in Orville. So for the first 2 days of the fires, CAL FIRE did a great job with really minimal resources of putting out those fires that had the potential to threaten our communities. And so during those first 2 days, really, there were pretty minimal resources available to fight the fires in Butte Creek. And so they just kind of burned on their own. And then over the course of the next week after that, we were really sitting under a ton of smoke from all the other fires in the state. And the weather was really calm. And the fires in Butte Creek really just backed, for the most part, downhill. The lightning usually starts fires on the tops of the mountains or on the middle of the slope. And then the fire, most of it, can just back downhill from there. So the results that we saw up in Butte Creek Canyon, up by Butte Meadows, was really beneficial fire, exactly what we'd be trying to do with prescribed burning. Well, I think, all of us in Butte County are traumatized by what we went through with the campfire. And when we have smoke in the air now, we have adrenaline around it and fear. I think there's just this lingering fear that's around fire that is kind of making us stuck. And we have to work through that. And we have to come to know that there's a lot of complexity to how fire works on the landscape. And there's a lot we know about it. And we have to share these stories about the good fire when it happens, because we're going to continue to have fires. It's clear that we'll continue to have fires.
Thank you, Zeke. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.